my name's Luke Eelan. I'm a member of Thistle Lodge 490 here in Queensland, and we are doing our first attempt at a podcast here for the United Grand Lodge of Queensland, and I'd like to introduce the fellow podcaster here for the first time is Graham. I'd like to introduce yourself, Graham.
Thanks very much, Luke. I'm the Deputy Grand Secretary of the United Grand Lodge of Queensland and also the Development Officer with Maroochydore Lodge number 392 in the United Grand Lodge of Queensland and Junior Warden of Raphael Lodge number 30 in Roma in Western Queensland.
Sounds like you've got a few commitments there, Graham. For our listeners, this podcast is a pilot intended, I guess, to get some feedback from our members in terms of what perhaps they would like to hear and how we can educate people a bit about masonry and about what it is. And today we're going to talk a bit about the fraternity. And it's an old, ancient fraternity, and I'll get Graham to maybe give us some of his thoughts and feelings and analysis of what our fraternity is and how we've gotten to where we are.
Thanks, Luke. Well, Freemasons meet in buildings plainly identified as Masonic centres, and public announcements of their meetings. Our meetings are often published in daily and community publications. There's no attempt to hide the names of community leaders who are Freemasons. Freemasonry is also sometimes known as the craft and a fraternity. It's a fraternity of men bound together by vows of morality in public and private life, basically, who believe in God and have the rights of members to free choice of religion and political persuasion. To convey the messages Freemasonry has to give and for uniformity of presentation in our ceremonies, we use a ritual, which is an oral tradition of storytelling that has been passed down the generations for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. Our ritual is often considered by Freemasons as being a most colourful and interesting method of imparting the lessons and values of the craft. And we employ the tools of the stonemason as symbols of basic moral truth, and our Masonic ritual dramatises a philosophy of life based on morality. Through the improvement and strengthening of the character of the individual, Freemasonry seeks to improve the community. One of our proudest claims is that we make good men better.
So, Graham, could I ask you a question about the sort of symbology of this? A lot of people think that us Freemasons are practicing stonework and things like that. Is the fraternity involved in anything like that in particular?
We were in the early initial days, weren't we? Like the ancient Freemasons were the Masons that built King Solomon's Temple 3,000 years ago. And throughout the Middle Ages, Freemasons have built beautiful cathedrals and buildings and palaces all through Europe and Scotland and England and around the Mediterranean. So they were then. But from about the 1700s, we became symbolic Freemasons. And that's what we are today. We reenact the ceremonies. We use those rituals to polish us in an allegorical sense or a symbolic sense.
So I guess we're not going to learn how to build a retaining wall or how to make a nice sand block or sand brick house or anything like that. I think the fraternity in itself is often one of those things that people find it difficult to get their head around, in the sense that fraternities in Australia in particular are not something that are common in the US. And do you find men are joining for that particular reason, to sort of have the brotherhood and friendship with each other?
Yeah, I've found that the men joining Freemasonry today, and we had 412 in the last year join Freemasonry, the average age was 38 years, they're looking for something authentic. They're looking for something at their stage in life that they can get their teeth into, and something that is responsible, something's a good thing to do. It's community-based, it's charity work, but it also makes them a better person, and their partners can trust them when they go out to do Masonic work.
And I guess in the old days, a lot of our, for those people that are wondering about fraternities, and I guess people listening to this will be members of it, in some ways I see the fraternity as a way of almost giving members in the old days insurance for each other in the sort of way of a friendly society did. One thing we sort of misrepresented, though, is that we're a secret society as a fraternity. What's your sort of feelings on that?
Well, there are some secrets. There are some private parts to our assemblies, I guess. There are some things that we do in private behind closed doors, but a lot of organisations are like that. And basically our secrets relate to our modes of recognition, the way we recognise one another, some words that are in each of the degrees. But as far as it's not a secret society, but there's an element of two in there that has grown really from the handshake, for example, is something that was used by ancient Freemasons when everybody was illiterate. They travelled from job site to job site. They had to be able to present themselves to a supervisor on a job site and say, "My name is Graham, I'm a third degree Freemasonry, I can do this sort of work." The easy way to prove that was to ask for the handshake for that degree. And if you didn't have it, well, you obviously weren't one. And that's what we've carried on today.
I think it's probably similar to, then I guess, different levels of licenses for people that have them in different industries, and I think our handshake is fairly representative of that.
Mm.
Also, Freemasonry's not necessarily a religion. It's probably closer to being an education system or a philosophical society. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's not. It's definitely not a religion, but there's a religious element also to Freemasonry. Like, we have a holy book on the altar, which in our case is the King James Version of the Holy Bible. But we look to that for inspiration. We take some parts out of that in parts of our ceremonies, especially First Kings, where that deals with the building of King Solomon's temple. That's important to us as Freemasons. But it's not a religion. It favours no religious practices or beliefs over others. You're not only allowed to practice your faith of choice, but you're encouraged to do so. So whatever your faith may be. And it teaches men to be religious without advocating a particular doctrine or creed, and it encourages its members to support their church.
Sure, and I guess one other thing in modern society a lot of people like to do, including myself, is talk about religion and politics a lot, and I understand in Masonry that's something that's frowned upon in, and perhaps forbidden in our meetings. Is that correct?
That's correct. The discussion of politics and or religion at Masonic meetings is not encouraged, as it's something that everyone has their own personal opinions. It can cause arguments. And the good thing about Freemasonry is that it's a place of harmony. It's a place of sanctuary for men. And what we've found over the years is that if we don't talk about religion or politics, we can talk about other great things. And seeing we're together for 4 hours once a month, there's not a lot of time to talk about those things anyway, really.
No, and I think that that's probably one of the things that makes us strong. I know a lot of the meetings that I attend, there are literally, I know a lot of the people's opinions on those topics, and they're quite different to mine. So rather than argue with them, we find things in common to talk about, and I think that actually encourages the friendship as well.
Mm.
So in terms of Freemasonry, there are some principal tenets behind it, and a lot of those principal tenets are sort of talked about in our everyday life, but a lot of people don't think of them as being Masonic in themselves. Would you want to talk about what those principal tenets are?
Yeah, the principal ones are three. There's three of them, and it's brotherly love, it's relief, and truth. Well, brotherly love is the love that we feel for one another as men, in that we can get together, we can trust one another, we can work together to do good charity work. We can look out for one another. We can, we can care about one another as members of the lodge. Relief is talking about, and this is, like you said before, it's not as apparent now anymore with life insurance and things like that. But in the old days, if you were a Mason and you had a work accident or something happened to your family, the fraternity would look after you and see that you were able to keep living and that your children would be educated. And so the relief is to relieve the wants and necessities of our members in the lodge. And truth. We try to be truthful in everything that we do. That's an important. So brotherly love, relief, and truth are the three main tenets of Freemasonry.
I guess the other ones that we would do, which are common to our fraternity, of faith, hope, and charity as well, is another way of describing it. That's probably more an American way of describing what we do. But I think the brotherly love, relief, and truth is one thing that encourages all Masons to join. I think, contrary to popular belief, like a lot of people consider us to be an elitist society or exclusive, but I haven't found that to be the case. What are your sort of thoughts on the membership and the type of men we have that join?
No, it's certainly not like that. It's a voluntary organisation. It's the same as any community organisation like Rotary or Lions. I think it's the same as that from a charitable point of view and the charity work that we do. But it tends to be a little more spiritual in what we do. And like I was talking about before, talking about relief, not only relief to our own members, but also the charity work that we do, like
the recent flood appeal that we ran.
Yeah.
In Queensland, for those that are not listening from Queensland, imagine most people are for this particular podcast, we had a Grand Master ran a flood appeal this year, and it's been running most of the year, and we've raised $1 million essentially for community projects, and those projects weren't Masonically focused. They were focused on parts of the community that hadn't been sought by the government or by other charities, and so we're able to sort of make them whole again, hopefully. So with Freemasonry, is it something that you'll be invited to join?
No, well, not normally. To be one, ask one is the normal topic that you'll hear about Freemasonry. But we won't actively go and recruit people to join Freemasonry. But we will do things like wear a lapel pin or wear a Masonic ring, and that may encourage people to talk to us about it. But we don't actively stand at the front doors of our lodges and pick men as they go past and say, you should join. Men should come to us after having done some research or having known a Freemason or someone in the family, or and they admire that person. That's what happened with me. I admired the man that talked to me about Freemasonry in the start, and I wanted to join. So that's the way it should work. Nowadays, of course, a lot of people can get some information from the website or from Facebook, and they come to us that way. A lot of men are coming to us that way.
In fact, we've got a presence, for those that don't know and are listening to this, through our website on Facebook and Twitter as well. And engaging with the community is going to be, I think, a big part of what we do in this podcast. We'll wrap this podcast up. One of the things that we're going to focus on, I guess, is trying to get some feedback from our membership as to what sort of topics they're looking for to cover in these podcasts. And my feelings are that we're going to produce them as a series, as opposed to saying that we're going to do it weekly or monthly. We might make a series of 6 on a particular set of topics, or a series of 10 on another particular set of topics, and try to put them out into the greater community so people can get understandings of various Masonic topics. So if you've got any thoughts or feelings about the topics you wish to see covered, leave us some feedback via the website, and we'll put that into the mix for the next few months for the podcasts that are coming up. And again, this is a pilot, but feel free to let other people listen to this. There will be no secrets in our podcast in particular, so you'll be able to republish it and redistribute it everywhere. And until next time, my name's Luke Elan, and I'm from Thistle Lodge, and
I'm Graham Schultz, and I'm from Raphael Lodge and Maroochydore Lodge.
Thank you very much, and we'll see you all next time. Thank you.